When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, because the thrivers win. Y'all know I'm coming from the gym. Gotta get these videos out. Don't leave. You're just putting, you got a tank top on. Show some professionalism. Rah, rah, rah. Y'all, come on now. Come on now. Come on. Come on. So today's episode is going to be about, can a narcissist have a healthy relationship? Can a narcissist have a healthy relationship? And these are just my thoughts, y'all. I know people come in here like, Lee, you don't speak for all narcissists. You don't speak for toxic relationships. You don't rabble, rabble, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. I understand, y'all. This is my perspective on healthy relationships, quote unquote, healthy relationships with narcissists and toxic people. And y'all can see the shirt, the I'm Free shirt. This is from the I Love Me brand, self-love brand. It's here, but link is in the description. Can a narcissist have a healthy relationship? This is me, my perspective. I don't think healthy, in the definition that you're probably thinking, exists in a relationship with a narcissist, self-aware or not. I don't think the word healthy, especially with the unaware narcissist, I think it could be healthier with a self-aware narcissist that is working on themselves in therapy, working on themselves, trying to improve, trying to be better, trying to alter their behaviors, working on themselves like that. I think it could be healthier. But with an unaware narcissist, even in my relationship, because people typically ask me this question because they see me married and with my kids and stuff like that. They see Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, married in a relationship or whatever. They see Cluster B Milkshake. She has she's doing good. I think she's almost in a year-long relationship with her new boyfriend, you know? And you see all these people out here. Like, so people ask me that question. I'm like, even in my own personal relationship, it's not normal. We call it a new normal because we have to work and build off each other's strengths and weaknesses. You know what I mean? My weakness is definitely still to this day, even though I'm working on it, my weakness is still just being emotionally vulnerable to my children and to my family. So my wife has to course correct me. When she sees me kind of shutting down, like when my kids are crying and she sees me getting exasperated, she's like, baby, come on now. You can't do that. That's not how we do it. And instead of pushing back on her, which I used to, like, I got this, you know what I mean? I got this. Instead of pushing back on her, I listen to her. I let her take the lead on emotional stuff like that. You know what I mean? I have to, because I'm learning. I'm still trying to learn. I have the cognitive empathy. I can see you and know, I can understand how I'm supposed to feel in this moment. That doesn't mean I feel that way in that moment, though. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help my kids be more emotionally vulnerable and things like that. So we have to work on each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's definitely one of my weaknesses. You know what I mean? It is. So we have to build off of that. If you're dealing with a narcissist, if you're dealing with an unaware narcissist or a self-aware narcissist that's not working on themselves, imagine having that conversation right there. Your child starts crying. Your significant other, instead of being there, be opening up and being emotional and trying to soothe that child, they get angry at the child. Now imagine you trying to tell that to that toxic person, hey, you gotta be more emotionally vulnerable. Now you need to start an argument in front of your crying child. You see how that works? So can you have a healthy relationship with a narcissist that's not working on themselves? I don't think that exists, y'all. Even in my relationship, that's healthier, but it's not the healthiest. And I know people gonna say, well, Lee, why don't you just leave and go find somebody else? Because y'all, she sees me working on myself consistently. We have made so many, our relationship has gotten so much better in leaps and bounds wise because she's also in therapy working on herself because she has some childhood trauma, which is probably why she ended up with me. You know what I mean? So she's working on herself, I'm working on myself, and we're working together. Other people, if they're not willing to work on themselves, it can't be healthy. Yeah, how can it be healthy if you can't communicate with somebody? If you can't be open, honest, and communicate directly with somebody without fear of retaliation and things like that, how are you supposed to have a healthy relationship? How? Is communication and authenticity are the foundational, you know, the foundational things in a healthy relationship? If those don't exist, how can you have a healthy relationship? If you can't communicate with this person, how can you have a healthy relationship? If that person is not being emotionally vulnerable or there with you, how can you have a healthy relationship? You see how I'm going with this? I don't think healthy relationships with narcissists and toxic people exist in that realm right there, y'all. Can you have a relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person? Yeah, you watching this. You probably have been in one. You can definitely have a relationship with one. Can you have a long-term relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person? Yeah. So many people have been in a relationship with narcissists and toxic people for decades. Decades. You can have, but we all know you cannot equate longevity to happiness, to a good relationship. Just because it's been going on for a long time does not mean it's a happy, authentic relationship. That's what I try to convey to a lot of people. Just because you see two people together for a long time does not mean that they're happy together. You see what I'm saying? I tell this to people all the time. Like, a lot of our grandparents, some of our grandparents were narcissists and toxic people. And you know how society was back in the day. You couldn't get divorced. So you had to stay together through that. You see what I'm saying? You had to stay in the house with somebody that was treating you horribly, maybe mentally, emotionally, verbally, physically beating you up. And things like that, abusing you to the core. But hey, but y'all stay together. Y'all got 50 years together, right? 50 years together. So y'all, it must be happy, right? Because longevity does not equate to happiness all the time, y'all. Those two things do not have to be mutually inclusive. Longevity and does not equal happiness. You know what I mean? That's why I try to tell people, just because they've been together for a long time does not mean there's a good relationship. And some people hold on to long-term relationships because it's a long-term relationship. We've been together for 5 years. I don't want to give up that easy. Even though that person not communicating with you, not trying to be responding to you, not validating your feelings or your emotions, and disconnecting from you on a consistent basis. So can you have a healthy relationship with somebody who's doing those things right there? Healthy relationships require communication, y'all. They just do. And this is not me making this up on top of my head. Lee, you don't know. You're a narcissist. How do you know about a healthy relationship? Blah, 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 blah. Look it up. You have to communication and trust. How can you have a healthy relationship with somebody that you can't trust? Can you trust this person? Especially if you have a pathological or compulsive liar, somebody that's lying to you all the time, somebody that's just cheating on you all the time. Can you have a healthy relationship with somebody like that? You know what I mean? Can you? You gotta talk to me. Can you have a healthy relationship with somebody who you don't really trust? You know what I mean? Can you? So y'all, there's a spotter right here. Sorry, y'all. The spider crawling in front of me. That's one of my fears. What's a narcissist's biggest fear? Spiders. Spiders. That spider right there was my biggest fear. But seriously, I don't think healthy in your mind. Write down your definition of what healthy is. Write down. I need you to write it down. You can pause the video. You can wait till after the video is over with. You know what I mean? Write down what your definition of healthy is. Write down what your definition of normal is. And then compare and contrast it to what you're living with right now. Compare and contrast that list, an honest list of what you're actually experiencing right now, and see if you are in a healthy or a normal relationship. Does a possibility exist for it to be a healthy, normal relationship? Does it? Have this person, this is why I ask people. When I'm doing my one-on-one coach, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom, y'all. Y'all still interested in those. What has this person shown you in the past that they have the capability or possibility of changing their behaviors for an extended period of time? What proof, what evidence in the past have they shown you to be able to, you know, to prove that they can change or to change their behaviors? What have they changed? I know my wife has a lot of evidence, because when I would say stuff like that, when I would say something, I would do it. There's one thing that me and her definitely connected on right there, because when I set a crazy goal, I would hit that crazy goal. You know what I mean? Hey, babe, I'm going to do this and do this and do this. I would do those things. So there's a pattern right there of me doing the things I was going to say I'm going to do. Yeah, I was emotionally disconnected. Yeah, communication sucked. You know what I mean? Yeah, all that sucked and stuff like that. Yeah. All of the above. You know what I mean? All of that stuff definitely happened. But if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you definitely have to understand the key points. That's how it's going to go. I don't think normal and healthy exist on this spectrum right here. unless they, if they're not working on themselves on a continuous basis like myself. And I tell you, it's healthier, but it's not the, your definition of healthy. It's not your definition of normal. We make it work though. And it's gonna be, it's gonna work for a long time. We're not going nowhere. You know what I mean? We not, we working. That's how it goes though, y'all. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Y'all see that the tank tops are available. The wife, what do you call it? The tank tops are available on the site. The link is in the description of every video and every podcast that I do. This one is the I'm Free. It's the I Love Me brand right here. I Love Me. This is the symbol. I'm free. This is the stage of the healing journey right here, y'all. Anyways, y'all, stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Oh, Toronto, Canada is this weekend, y'all. 11-19, Toronto, Canada this weekend. Like and subscribe for more. Peace.